Local economic development officials are reacting today to a move by the state of Oregon that could affect some tax incentives promised to Facebook in Prineville. The state is classifying the data center as a utility, which means it could be taxed more extensively. Roger Lee with EDCO hopes the Department of Revenue will change its mind. The state says it will be classified as a utility because it's in the communications business. Lee says this could make it tough to attract other data centers.
Company looks to make a decision in this industry. They have to weigh all the factors, utilities, other infrastructure, climate, tax climate, incentives, all that gets weighed against the bottom line and operating these facilities, which are, you know, are very expensive to operate, let's just say, and small changes can wind up having big impacts.
By contrast, in nearby Washington state, there are several data centers in Quincy. The Department of Revenue for Washington tells KBND News that their tax experts and lawyers don't think a data center should be classified as a utility. They call it a service company. As for incentives, they waive sales taxes for data centers coming to their state. A local state lawmaker says the surprise move by the state of Oregon to call Facebook a utility and then collect property taxes could create a larger public relations problem for the state. State Representative Jason Conger of Bend says the timing is especially bad. It comes at a time when we really need family wage jobs in Central Oregon, and now other big data centers could go elsewhere.
One of the big issues we have in the state with attracting businesses is the perception that we are anti-business. And the problem here, you know, I don't know, because I haven't had, you know, time to talk to the Department of Revenue and really understand the basis for their asserting authority to impose this tax, but really the issue comes down to surprise.
Conger says he doesn't fault Facebook or Crook County. He says the action by the state wasn't expected and has left many people puzzled. He says he and others will definitely investigate this more and challenge the state's position. The Occupy movement continues around the country, even here in Bend, with a rally planned for this Saturday. A lot of the participants are upset about Wall Street's role in our current economic situation and the lack of accountability. Ray DeRay of Bend says the effect of this latest economic crisis has been devastating to almost everyone.
We have had about 40% of the net worth of the American middle class has vanished due to failures in the real estate market and the stock market, and not one prosecution directly related to the collapse of the financial system in late 2008.
DeRay adds that the S&L crisis in the late 1980s and early 1990s saw more than 1,000 felony convictions of financial executives. We could hear more details about how the owner of a popular pumpkin patch and corn maze in Deschutes County can work together. Recently, we told you about the problem Central Oregon pumpkin patch owner Matt Lizignoli encountered when he received a notice from the county that he needs a commercial use permit to run the temporary event. Today, Lizignoli is meeting with county officials to possibly put an end to the problem, and he hopes the county will be more understanding to his plight.
I think the county needs to back out of businesses. I understand there needs to be some regulation, but the county needs to work with us, not against us. They need to consider what it takes to run a business and be considerate of that and try and encourage businesses instead of discouraging us from operating.
Lizignoli says he gets about 2,000 people a day over the few weeks he's open, and the extra income helps him pay his bills. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer afflicting American men and the second biggest killer. But currently, doctors don't have a great test to catch the cancer reliably. PSA tests are routinely given to men 50 and older, and these tests do save lives, but too many men are undergoing biopsies and treatment who should not. Elevated PSA levels may be due to other causes besides cancer. Longtime Bend urologist Dr. Michael Boileau says physicians must be careful with the results and act accordingly.
Monitoring a man's PSA over time is more helpful than paying attention to one single PSA test. So if a man comes in and has a PSA on a regular basis and we begin to see that PSA rise, or there's a jump in that PSA, that's more helpful to us in terms of whether or not we need to respond than somebody coming in with a one-time elevated PSA level.
It is estimated from 1986 to 2005, 5,000 have died from prostate cancer surgery, and tens of thousands have suffered serious complications such as impotence or incontinence. And coming up at 5:30, a woman's clothing store in the Old Mill is closing its doors next January. Details in 20 minutes. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.